From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. High-speed rail through South Florida will begin running before the end of the year. That's according to Brightline. The company says its route from West Palm Beach to Fort Lauderdale will start this month, with service to Miami soon after. WLRN's Kate Stein spoke with CEO Dave Howard about his vision for the company and what he learned in two decades as an executive with the New York Mets.
Are there lessons that you've taken from the business of baseball that you've been able to apply to Brightline?
Yes. When you consider selling tickets in a variety of forms, individual tickets, packs of tickets, weeklies, monthlies, when you consider we're selling food and beverage and we're selling advertising and we're very focused on guest experience, there are obviously a lot of similarities, but one of the best things about what we're doing is that we now control the guest experience completely. We don't have to worry about the team losing. So that we can win every day. That's a big plus.
What's it going to be like as a passenger on the train? What's the experience?
So our brand mantra is exceptional experiential travel. And we have Wi-Fi. We've got these automatic level boarding platforms that fills the gap between the train and the platforms in a seamless way. Wide, comfortable leather seats. And we are going to have security check-in. So that makes us unique relative to passenger train travel in this country in another respect. And the location of the stations are also make them unique because they are right in the city centers of each of these three cities in Southeast Florida.
Who is your target audience?
Certain segment of commuters and business travelers. And there's also going to be a very high degree of interest from a personal activity and a leisure travel standpoint, and then visitors and tourists. And from a commuting standpoint, it is going to be someone who will take advantage of what we offer in terms of speed and convenience and productivity. When people consider what time it takes currently to commute, let's say, from West Palm Beach to Miami, round trip, in rush hour, and if you can do that trip each way in an hour, you're probably going to save over the course of a week 10 to 15 hours of personal time.
So what price are people going to be paying for this premium experience?
We will be announcing our pricing as we get closer to launching our service, but we are committed that our pricing will be comparable to the cost of driving. And when you consider the cost of driving, again, along this corridor, it includes, many times includes, the premium associated with using the express lanes on 95, certainly parking. And when we do launch service, we will be doing that in a low introductory price.
You moved here recently from New York. How do you feel about South Florida?
I love Florida. I read the book, The Last Train to Paradise, which is about Henry Flagler building the railroad, which is an amazing story. And obviously something that we're very proud, that being our legacy and the fact that we are reinventing his railroad for the next century in a very unique and innovative way. But I've always loved Florida. I worked for the New York Mets for 21 years. One of the highlights was coming to spring training in Port St. Lucie along the Treasure Coast and bringing my family down. So we've always loved Florida. You are embraced, partly because I guess a lot of people from South Florida are also from other parts.
Last question, Mets or Marlins?
I tell people that the Marlins are my second favorite National League team. The Mets, people don't realize it's not just, it's a team that you root for. It's what you live and what you breathe and what you eat. And literally during a season, I would wake up in the morning and unfortunately, my first thought would be, what did we do last night? And if we lost, it would like start the day off in a negative way. It's that level of passion. I can say this, I will definitely be a Dolphins fan, 100%. Dolphins, yes. Marlins, they will be very securely in second place in my heart.
That was Brightline CEO Dave Howard speaking with WLRN's Kate Stein. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.